Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I was really captivated by the idea that there might actually be evidence that supports the whole existence of Jesus and the truth of the Bible and the like. And so I started to listen more. I started to have a personal relationship with the pastor. We started meeting for lunch regularly, and that went on for a number of years. I actually went on a missions trip to Peru. Still didn't have faith yet, and I was actually put up on the stage with the other people that were on that trip and asked to speak to about, I don't know how many thousands of people down there. And, of course, I'm sitting up there, you know, at the podium just frozen because I have absolutely no idea what to say to these people. But anyway, it was a long journey. It was 5 years of attending a church, lunches with the pastor, conversations with people, reading books, several of them on apologetics. And then finally on July 3rd of 1997, I made a faith proclamation, and of all places, I did it in a car. Which I think seems appropriate.
That's appropriate.
Me, yeah, so.
What were the circumstances?
I would say that there were a number of people that were influencing me, but one of them certainly was the pastor, and I had just finished lunch with him, and I turned to him and I said, "I'm ready." He goes, "Ready for what?" I said, I'm ready to commit my life to Christ." I realized that I told him, I said, "I know this has taken you way too long, but I'm there. I'm ready. The facts are aligned. There can be no mistake about this. I need this. I'm ready. Let's go." So we went out in my car and I made a faith commitment, and that was the beginning of a new chapter in my life.
Cool. So how has that changed your life?
I don't have enough time in this program to tell you the impact of that.
Hang on a sec. Alex, let's do 4 more hours. Just bump it up. Go
okay,
ahead.
We're good. We got 4 hours to go.
I just bought us 4 more hours.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, there we go.
It changes the way that you approach your professional life. It changes the way you approach your personal life. It changes your parenting. It changes your role as a husband. It changes how you look at relationships. It changes everything. And I think that you had actually indicated to me that was a question you might ask, and so it was the only one that I actually thought about a little before I came out here tonight. And I think one thing that has been, at least in my case, has changed, if I was to name a particular thing, it would be in terms of how it affected my thinking. I went from short-term thinking to long-term thinking. Everything in my life up until that time, professionally and personally, was done for the moment. In fact, the business that I'm in is a business that thrives on 30-day business cycles. You know, how many did you sell last month? What'd you make last month? What'd you do last month? You know, kind of, and you're always sort of, you know, recharging your batteries and starting up every month all over again. And in all those years with business, we never really started asking ourselves the question about what do we want to be in 5 years and in 10 years and what matters. And in your personal life, you know, what really are the long-term goals? From an eternal perspective, and how do you want to have people think of you and your life here, and what does it mean to approach things based on eternal life as opposed to a temporary life? And so that was, I think, something that I'm not going to tell you that I've mastered this, by the way, but I do believe that there is a component to a faith journey that invites a much more long-term perspective in any aspect of your life. And that's profoundly changed me.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.